Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Good morning and welcome. This is Taurai, again with you on Miraya Morning Motivation. A brief look at a thought and a challenge that you and I have, which will encourage and will build us and will make us better. I want to quote from Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou said, and I quote, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them." Let me say that again. You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. End quote. Yeah. I find that challenging. I find that very, very challenging. Yet not only challenging, but you know, very positive. Yes, I may not control all the events that happen to me. I may not control all the circumstances that surround me. I may not control all the experiences which I come across. But the reality of the matter is, whichever way they come, if they are intended and designed to suppress and to oppress and to crush me, I can choose to say no. These things are not going to reduce me, and I can rise up out of the rubble, that which I'm being squeezed and squashed in. I can arise out of the rubbish pit and dump where I'm finding myself having been cast out and thrown into, and I can dust and polish myself, and I can recycle all that rubble, recycle it, and in my recycling of that material, produce energy out of it. Just like how the process of decomposition yields gas, biogas, which not only, if well collected, can be used as a form of liquid petroleum gas with which we can use to cook or to burn things, but which we can also use to yield not only the energy of cooking, but the energy which can be turned and converted into light, where we can even use that power of decomposition to yield forth out of that which necessarily should have been actually a negative. And we use that to provoke and trigger a process where at the end of the day, we generate electricity. So our negatives can actually be generators of positivity, progress, development. All we need to do is we take them, we reconvert them, and refocus our energies. The same and the equal impact of the negativity that is hitting you and me by way of trying to crush me, you repel it and you give it an equal and opposite reaction into positivity. If something was meant to push me 6 steps backwards, I ought then to force against it to achieve 6 steps forward. And that way, progress has been attained. Progress has been made. An achievement has been done. I give you the story of Nelson Mandela, the late first black president of the Republic of South Africa. 27 years in prison because of apartheid. A man who, when he was in Robben Island, was given a pick and a shovel to crush granite rock, to crush rock in that place, to dig rock, breaking it. But yet, even as he was doing so, the idea was that, you know, the thought and the perception from his oppressors was that he was, they were going to, as he dug, they were going to, he was going to actually be caused to break down. The intention was to reduce him. But you know, as he broke the rock, it gave him the determination to break barriers, and he became a barrier breaker, to the extent that the same barriers that were being given to the community of humankind by way of the Calabar status that prevailed in his nation, he broke against the norm, he broke against those preset notions and concepts which yielded and resulted in what today has become what they call the Rainbow Nation, where social integration, where tribal integration, where participation together has become so patriotic to the extent that color no longer has become the matter or the issue. Tribe no longer has become the color or the issue, but rather has become a portrayal of diversity, of beauty, and has become, you know, that manifestation of the colorings that there are within the entity and the grouping of those who are called South Africans, and they have taken a pride in it. Where if today you sit down to watch, say, a soap opera which is South African based, it's amazing that the other person speaks in Zulu and the other person replies them in Afrikaans and they are laughing. Where the other person will speak in a different language and the other responds in the other, and it all makes sense and it is normal and it is acceptable. Where once language has not become the matter or the issue, but the matter or the issue has become the interaction and the positivity to which the two who are conversing and discussing are progressing towards. That's what we need to do. Those are the words that Maya spoke to us. To decide not to be reduced by those circumstances, but rather to arise up out of those circumstances. Where the extent of hate and pain which was caused and induced on Mandela, the day that he stepped out of that prison, when they opened those prison doors to release him, rather than him stepping out of that dark, painful, torturesome place, and he was stepping out to go back into community, where he would necessarily and normally have been expected to be carrying pain and hate and anger and frustration, he stepped out with a broad, wide open heart that had gone through all the painful experiences and had said, you know what? Freedom and joy, oneness and peace is what I endeavor and what I pursue to achieve. And that's what I'll give. And he brought about reconciliation. He brought about friendship rather than retaliation and hatred. And the nation has progressed this far to be the success which it has continued to be. Where at the end of the day, when he had been confined to a little space for those 27 years, when he got the opportunity to step out, it is as though he was a spring being pressed down and squeezed and tightened, such that the moment that the tightening is let go of, the spring will spring off and jump and loop and reach out to great lengths and bounds, to the extent that to date he has impacted the world. He became a president not only to his people, but he became a president who even other nations admired and indeed respected, honored, and have continued to learn from. As we speak today, even New York has become a place which has housed an educational foundation which seeks to build young university graduates into great leaders of communities. And today, great beneficiaries have emanated forth out of that with great and broad fellowships with which they have impacted and continue to impact the communities from which they come from, notwithstanding the fact that they come, some and mostly, from small communities. But the advancements and the magnitude of the greatness which has yielded forth out of that situation of a man who only stayed in power for a very, very, very brief less than 4 years, has impacted the world so greatly that a legacy has been wrote. A legacy which remains the purpose and the core of each and every political party that has remained in that nation. They all quote and reference to Utata Mandela, the father Mandela. That's how they refer to him. Respect and honor. Because he responded and handled his situation so well, that even though he was not able to control all the events that happened to him, his decision was not to be reduced by them. And indeed, even in the grave and beyond the grave, he has remained a great man. You and I can achieve it. You and I can attain it. When we shall turn around the pains of what we have gone through as a people and be able to forgive the next person who has hurt us, where we shall turn around the segregation and the separation that has prevailed within our community, and we shall turn it around into an entity of unity, of peace, of love, of oneness, brotherhood, friendliness, and we shall build, hold hands together and progress together to mighty successes which bring advancement, progress, success, development, and indeed obvious empowerment. You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. I know it might sound complex or far-fetched, but it isn't. It is a reality. It is a reality. Why do I say it is a reality? Because I know that always it is well. And I want to leave you with this musical track to soothe your heart, tickle your mental faculties, and provoke you further on the basis of today's talk. And let's progress into greatness. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Mungu wa mbinguni, naijulia. ujulikane kuwa upo. We Mungu, we Mungu, Mungu wa mbinguni, na ujulikane kuwa upo. Moto ukashuka, ukalamba ile sadaka, ukalamba zile kuni, ukalamba na yale mawe, ukalamba na yale mavumbi, ukalamba na yale maji. Watu wakasujudu, wakasema huyu ndiye Mungu anayepaswa kuabudiwa. Ndiye Mungu nayemwimbia, Mungu wa Elia. Bo bo bo,
maisha ni mwako mama yangu wewe,
Mungu ni Mungu tu.
Mahali pote unapotembea baba yangu,
atabaki kuwa Mungu tu.
Hata wainuke wa mseme vibaya,
Mungu ni Mungu tu.
Hata wa mkatae mbele yako,
atabaki kuwa Mungu tu. Unaona nini mbele yako? Unaona nini mbele yako? Pengine unaona majaribu, haujui utafanya nini. We mkaribie Mungu tu. Pengine unaona magonjwa, haujui utapona lini. We mkaribie Mungu tu. Pengine unaona vita kubwa, haujui utashinda vipi. We mkaribie Mungu tu. Pengine unaona watesi, haujui utapita vipi. We mkaribie Mungu tu. Pengine ni jaribu katika ndoa yako, haujui utashinda vipi. We mkaribie Mungu tu. Hakuna linaloshindikana kwake Mungu. Hakuna linaloshindikana kwake. Hakuna linaloshindikana kwake Mungu. Hakuna linaloshindikana kwake. Aliyemshindia Elia katikati ya manabii wa Baali, atakushindia na wewe.
Huyu Mungu wa mbinguni jamani,
Mungu ni Mungu tu.
Huyu Mungu wa Elia,
atabaki kuwa Mungu tu.
Maisha ni mwako mama yangu wewe,
Mungu ni Mungu tu.
Mahali pote unapotembea baba yangu,
atabaki kuwa Mungu tu.
Hata wainuke wa mseme vibaya,
Mungu ni Mungu tu.
Hata wa mkatae mbele yako,
atabaki kuwa Mungu tu.
Wamekusemea maneno kwamba hautaweza katika jaribu lako. Wanadamu wamekusemea maneno kwamba hautashinda katika vita yako. Kumbe njia za Mungu sio sawa na za mwanadamu. Njia za Mungu sio sawa na za mwanadamu. Mipango ya Mungu sio sawa na ya mwanadamu. Akili ya Mungu sio sawa na ya mwanadamu. Maneno ya Mungu sio sawa na ya mwanadamu. Mawazo ya Mungu Mungu sio sawa na ya mwanadamu. Kazi ya Mungu sio sawa na ya mwanadamu. Sauti ya Mungu sio sawa na ya mwanadamu. Aliyemshindia Elia katikati ya manabii wa Baali atakushindia na wewe. Mungu ni Mungu tu.
Oh Mungu Baba.
Atabaki kuwa Mungu tu.
Huyu Mungu wa mbinguni jamani.
Mungu ni Mungu tu.
Huyu Mungu wa Elia.
Atabaki kuwa Mungu tu.
Maishani mwako mama yangu wewe.
Mungu ni Mungu tu.
Mahali pote unapotembea baba yangu.
Atabaki kuwa Mungu tu.
Hata wainuke wamseme vibaya.
Mungu ni Mungu tu.
Hata wamkatae mbele yako.
Atabaki kuwa Mungu tu.
Radio Miraya brings you an inspirational show that encourages, uplifts, and puts you in the right mood. Listen in to the Miraya Morning Motivation to get renewed, recharged, and refreshed. The Miraya Morning Motivation with Tarai, 6:30 a.m., Monday to Friday.